Homelessness and hunger are on the rise in the U.S. The U.S. Conference of Mayors issued a report last week stating that demand for emergency food aid and shelter beds is way up this year, and it's expected to continue rising. One city that's seen its homeless population grow steadily is Boston. From member station WBUR, Jason Bobian reports.
In downtown Boston, a man who gives his name as Kenny is panhandling in front of a graveyard that holds the remains of some of the nation's founding fathers. He leans on a pair of crutches and shakes a cup of loose coins. In 1994, Kenny says he lost his wife, his house, and his left leg. He's been homeless ever since. And he says there seem to be more homeless people in Boston this year than ever before.
Right now, with the shelters, they're full. So you're getting shuttled around. And if you're not there by a certain time, or if you, because they do a lottery, if you don't get the lottery, you got to go wherever you can. That's how bad it is.
City officials agree that the homeless situation in Boston, like many cities, is getting worse. Last week, Boston Mayor Tom Menino conducted the city's annual homeless census and found more people on the streets and in shelters than at any time since Boston started the tally 15 years ago.
This year, we counted 6,001 homeless men and women and children in our city.
A decade ago, the census found fewer than 4,000 homeless people in Boston. Housing prices climbed steadily here over the course of the 1990s, making Boston one of the most expensive real estate markets in the country. Despite the recession, Mayor Menino says apartment prices have yet to retreat, and he's still hearing anecdotal evidence of people being pushed out of their homes by significant rent increases.
An individual came to me the other day. Their rent went up $650 a month. You know, what happens to that individual? You know, we don't have rent control in our city. It's just by the landlords being greedy. $650 in 1 month, that's outrageous.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors reports that the number of homeless people in most major cities rose by roughly 13% last year. There were some exceptions. Philadelphia and St. Louis both saw requests for beds at homeless shelters drop by 5%. The survey also found people turning more frequently to food banks. New Orleans Mayor Marc Morial says 25 of the 27 cities surveyed showed an increase in demand for emergency food aid.
The increased demand was about 23% in each city. That is the largest increase our survey has showed since 1991.
Mayor Morial says the economic fallout of September 11th, combined with the ongoing recession, is expected to hit cities particularly hard in the coming year. In Massachusetts, homeless service providers say they're already being asked to assist more people while getting less state funding. The state budget for fiscal year 2001, which wasn't finalized until a few weeks ago, cut funds for some programs that help homeless people get back into housing. Lyndia Downey, who runs the Pine Street Inn, one of the largest shelters in Boston, notes that 300 state-funded shelter beds that usually reopen in December still aren't available.
After the beds are given out, we're literally letting people in to a spot on the floor with a blanket and a mat if we have them. So it's not ideal, obviously, but we're faced with, do we turn people away in what continues to get to be colder weather, or do we let them in, you know, in hopes that we can help them through the night and until things get better.
Downey doesn't expect recent layoffs from Polaroid or the dot-coms to be showing up at her doors yet. As she says, most people can hang on at least for a few months. But if the newly unemployed do end up on the streets, they'll find shelters already overflowing. And this is before the really cold weather sets in, when demand at shelters usually reaches its peak. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobien in Boston.